Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here at Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. show, where, you know, we talk about hypnosis, etc. Actually, it's etc. And gosh, most of the time, I am so honored to have a co-host with me. Sometimes it's Brenda, sometimes it's Meredith, sometimes in the past it's been Celeste and Elron, and I just feel like the luckiest guy in the world, at least in the hypnosis world, to have these great guests, and not guests, co-hosts with me doing this. So I want to welcome back Meredith once again. Before I get into that, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there now, because right below this video is associated text, links, graphics, all that kind of stuff that just makes this podcast more valuable. So let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is one of my most favorite hypnotists in the whole world, because she's smart, she's beautiful, she cares about her clients, she cares about people, she cares about everything on this earth with four legs. And I'll tell you what, she's got these little doggies and they love her. And most importantly, she's got a master's degree in psychology. She's worked with women's issues, with eating disorders. Long before she came to the world of hypnosis, she was a talk therapist. Now she's come over to our side completely, has a thriving practice in Los Angeles, and she is just like my secret weapon. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good. Happy to be back. So, I want to tell you guys all about Cal. Cal is the one who trains the best in the profession. He's the reason we do these free training videos every single week. He has written several books. He has many, many websites. In fact, he was on the web when the web first got started. He is the person who created 5PATH, the one-on-one process I use with every single client I work with. He brought us 7th PATH self-hypnosis, and he, like me, was a talk therapist. He has a master's degree in psychology, and I'm just so proud to call him my mentor. He's Cal Banyan.
That's right. Who's your hypno daddy?
You are.
That's right. Hey, so what are we gonna talk about today?
So of course, one of our favorite subjects, right? We are gonna talk about age regression. What's the thing we get more questions about than anything else? Age regression, right? So we've got a couple different questions today. Another question from our good friend A. I'm calling her A because I'm not sure I have her permission to use her full name, and it's kind of a identifiable name. So I really appreciate you sending in these questions to our Hypnospace, the Ask Cal group. But please, you guys, you can send them all kinds of different places. You can post them right down there on calbanyan.com. You can email them to me directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, or you can go to our Hypnospace. .com, and there's an Ask Cal group, and you can post them there as well. So, unless you have any announcements, do you have announcements, Cal?
Yes, I have an announcement. I had my microphone on wrong, so hopefully it wasn't all muffled.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. How many times have I done this? This is podcast number 350, I think. And I got my little microphone here. Clips on my tie, and for some reason today I clipped it on backwards. So hopefully it's not all muffled. So if it starts sounding funny at the beginning, that's because of my fault, not Marianne, our technician's fault. Let's see. Okay, couple other little announcements, and we'll be rolling along. Banyan, NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course. Guess what? Starts like in a week, October 14th. You're gonna have to call. I don't know if there's, at the time of this broadcasting this video, I don't know if there's any spaces left. Give us a call. If not, you can get in the January class, and we also have a July class coming up in 2014. You can always go to calbanyan.com, and our schedule's there. Let's see, Solid Gold Weekend. Hey, let's hang out in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there speaking on the topic of using hypnotic age regression to get permanent positive change in your clients, and we're gonna have fun. I tell you, there's like these different personas. There's the persona of me on the podcast. There's the persona of me in class, where I'm a lot more serious because I got to get so much information in you so fast. And then there's my public speaking persona, where we just have a lot of fun and I get silly. But it's so, because you got to mix fun with learning, and then it sticks. And so come to Solid Gold Weekends. We'll be in Las Vegas, February 15th to 26th at the Riviera Hotel. Go to NGH NGH.net to get all the details. All right. Now, back to the show. Meredith.
Yes.
Back ready. To the show.
Okay, good. So, A has this question about informed child technique. And so, during informed child technique, what do you do if the adult feels that they're lying to the child or does not feel like they can say what the child needs to hear? And so obviously the other part of this question would be, it's not just if the adult feels they're lying, what if you as the hypnotist feel that they're lying or not being fully authentic or they don't actually know what to say? And so she uses an example. For example, if someone has come in with a phobia, how can they reassure the child that they can relax around snakes or water, etc., if they do not feel relaxed around snakes or water? She goes on to share more specific information about her client. Do you want me to share that, Cal, or do you just want to talk about it generally?
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be great.
She said, I had a client recently who feels very alone and sad, and she felt this way many times as a child. For example, when left home alone. And when we went to do the informed child technique, she said she didn't want to lie to the child. She felt that telling the child that things would be okay and she would get through this was a lie because she still feels alone. I had another client with a phobia of water. In regression, we found him in the bath where his aunt was showering him, and he thought he was going to die when the water went on his face. During informed child, he did not feel comfortable telling the child that he could relax in the water, as he, as an adult, cannot relax in the water.
Okay, I'm scribbling down some notes.
Okay.
As you write that, as you talk about that. I'll go first on this one, okay?
Okay.
Because I got some notes scribbled down. Okay, so I've seen this happen before. And so what we're talking about is the informed child technique. And so what happens is, you know, we've regressed the client back to the ISC. Hopefully, that's where you're trying to take your client, the initial sensitizing event. And I remember when I was first learning age regression, I was, reading about it and watching videos and even going through live trainings. I was taught that you regress to ISC and then do informed child work. And that can get you in this problematic state. What you need to do is you need to make sure you've gone back far enough. Far enough in two ways. First, you got to make sure that you have the ISC. If you don't have the ISC, initial sensitizing event, and you are somewhere later in the individual's history, that not only is the client, the regressed aspect of the client, the child, going to be resistant to listening to the new information from the grown-up aspect of the client, but somehow the grown-up is going to be resistant in talking to the child because they haven't yet made that connection to the part of them that doesn't feel the fear. So you need to know the steps. And in our 10 keys to successful age regression hypnosis, we talk about how to verify an ISC. And of course we do that in class too. You need to verify the ISC. And there's like 7 different things that you can do. Now, once you've verified the ISC, you don't do it at the ISC. You don't inform the child who's already picked up the fear or the loneliness or whatever it is, because they already have the resistance to what you want to tell them. You must go to some time before that. It could be seconds, minutes, hours, or days before the ISC. as I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about, gosh, I wish I would have had this podcast to view or listen to back when I first got started. It would have saved me so much trouble, and I would have been such a more effective hypnotist right from the start. So that I'm so honored and glad to be able to get this information out. And so you need to go before the ISC, because then they have ears to hear. And there's something that almost magical happens when you get the child to before the ISC, before they have the fear, when they have that feeling of safety and security. Not only can you now affect that child, because you got to remember the regressed aspect and the grown-up aspect of your client in this age regression process are connected. They're one person. And when you get your client regressed to before the ISC, now the client, the adult aspect, and you don't even have to say this, it just happens, gets a feeling of what it felt like to not have the fear. So in this process, if you don't get before the ISC, oftentimes a grown-up aspect will feel like they're lying or they're not telling the truth or they don't have the words to say to the child. So make sure you're back before the ISC. Then we turn to the adult aspect, the grown-up aspect, and we say, boy, it'd be nice if you knew then what you know now. Okay, and they say, oh yeah, it'd be nice if I knew that. I say, let's say they're afraid of water. I say, now as a grown-up, you know that rationally, and people have fears and phobias and all these things, they know that rationally they shouldn't have the fear or they wouldn't be coming in to see you. I say, rationally you know that this fear is irrational and there's no real danger here. Is that right? Yes. Okay, wouldn't it be nice if you knew that then? And so we go back and speak to that child before they go through the ISC, telling them what they need to hear. I'll often say something like, inside you are the words that child needs to hear so that she can go through this ISC without picking up the problem, without being negatively affected by it. Do it. And so I can coach these kinds of things, and so that they can say what needs to be said. So number one, if you get that kind of resistance, you probably are not before the ISC. Make sure you're before the ISC. Once you're before the ISC and you ask that child, do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Yes. Good. Then talk to the adult and ask them, boy, it'd be nice if you knew then what you know now. Isn't that right? What is that? Find out from grown-up. Coach the grown-up on what to say. Then have that coached grown-up go back before the ISC, talk to that child, give them whatever information he or she needs so they can get through the ISC without being negatively affected by it. And A, who sent in this question, sent it into AskCal.com, so I got to read it first before the show. And I noticed she used the word relaxed. You know, so that the child can be relaxed. And it's not really about the word relaxed. It's about having them feel how they should have felt if they hadn't picked up a kind of a misperception about themselves or the situation that generated the fear or other erroneous emotion. Because maybe they're not the child's not going to be relaxed going through the process. They should feel however they would have felt if they knew then what they know now, or otherwise was informed such that they wouldn't pick up the problem. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing I got when I heard this question, is there's definitely a misperception about what needs to be done in the informed child technique. So, you know, you got to find out what that child was thinking. Or is thinking as they're revivifying it. So find out all those things. I'm going to die. So the grown-up knows that the child didn't die, has had water on his face many times and has not died, or has, you know, had experiences with whatever, with spiders or with these things and has not died. So that the adult can correct.
That's right. And let me just say, we've got positive proof that the child doesn't die because we've got grown up here in our chair, right? And so we can absolutely for sure tell that child, like you're saying, and you're just so right on about this, that that's something you can tell the child, that they can now go through the situation, the water, the spider, whatever it is, knowing that they get through it. Please continue. Excellent.
Yeah, so I mean, what's going to help the child, thus the adult, to relax is the truth that they actually won't die. Telling, you know, having the grown-up tell the child to relax won't make the child relax. So, I mean, how often does that work in real life? You know, someone's stressed out and freaking out, oh, relax. If anything, that maybe makes them more stressed.
That's right.
It makes them have to defend their reason for being stressed in the first place. No, no, you don't understand. This is a really awful situation. But what needs to happen is there needs to be a dismantling or a breaking down of the foundation, the information that's holding up the fear in the first place. And so when you get what they're thinking and then you correct the misperceptions in the thinking, then that breaks down the foundation of the fear, and then relaxation is a natural byproduct without ever having to tell them to do it.
Perfect.
Yes. But hey, furthermore,
etc.
There's also the part of telling them, like, you got into this already, but I just want to, like, put an exclamation point on it, telling them what you wish you would have known back then. Because even if the grown-up is feeling alone, the grown-up does have actually more knowledge about what else is possible there than the child has. Children are very kind of black and white and often limited by all kinds of things. And grown-ups have that more complicated thinking and more solution-oriented thinking. And if encouraged, they could find solutions that they themselves have not yet been using. So the brilliance is that they're not only soothing the child, but they're giving themselves the answers that they need, even if they haven't yet been doing them in their life. So the truth is, when you get into a client who's feeling alone, does that client actually have no one in their life that supports them? And if they don't have anyone, because most of the time they actually do, they're just not noticing it or taking advantage of what they do have. But if they don't have anybody in their life and they are totally alone, the grown-up sure probably has some solutions as to how to make that happen differently. And they're more willing to help the child to understand that information than maybe they have been in their life to take the steps to do it. And so going through this whole process of having them tell the child the solution, you know, to resolving that loneliness, helps them to understand the solution fully and motivates them to be able to start taking steps in their own life. Anything to add to that, Cal?
Wow. How was that?
I just did a high five. I did a thumbs up.
All right. Yeah, I think we really answered that well, and I think it was a good addition to all the information we've put out there on age regression. I know we're coming to the end of our time. I want to get something in real quick. Is that okay?
Yes.
Hey, guess what? I forgot to mention when I was introducing Meredith that she's also an author. I haven't talked about it in a couple of months, but you know, I just got an email last night from a ex-hypnotherapist. She emailed me, said she's going back to, she's quitting hypnosis, she's going back to the world of, well, her other business that she had before. I don't want to get too specific because, I don't want to identify the individual. And she's calling it quits. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet you one thing. She did not get our book, Real Hypnosis Business Success. You see, I forgot to mention that Meredith is a published author. Her and Celeste Hackett and Stephanie Green, Lainey Coulter, and Peggy Kelly, all successful full-time hypnotists, collaborated together, and put out this book. And it's just if you are not yet full-time in the world of hypnosis, if you are not that successful hypnotist you want to be, then you got to get that book. I just pulled it up on Amazon.com. It's available ebook only right now. Amazon.com, Nook, Kindle, iTunes, Sony Reader, I think. And it's like $9.97. Get it and find out how these other hypnotists overcame the challenges and went full-time in the hypnosis practice. And guess what? If you're already full-time, you want to make more money, there's tips in that too, in the book too. All right, Meredith, anything you want to say about the book?
You know what? The wonderful thing about the book is that it really shares with people that there's not just one way to make it. That, you know, we each have had our own journey. We each have been successful in our own ways. I think I could venture to say that there's vastly different ways of establishing practice. There's certain overlapping areas, of course, but You know, there's just not one certain specific way that you have to do it. So absolutely, it gives you more tools than you'll ever actually need. But everything you need is there. So if you haven't bought it, if you haven't taken advantage of it, if you're new, if you've been afraid to take the leap, or if you're struggling in your practice, please read it. It's absolutely worth it before you throw in any towel.
Thank you very much. And if you don't have a Kindle reader or a Nook, guess what? If you got a phone like I do, you can download the Kindle app, the Amazon Book Reader, and just read on here. You can also read on your PC or Mac. And guess what? It's even better than that. You can download a sample, start reading it. If you like it, then get the rest of the book. Hey, are we out of time?
We are out of time. Thank you guys so much. I love these questions. We have more. Next episode, we're going to get into another age regression question, specifically about the time tunneling technique and using it in age regression. Looking forward to sharing more information about that with you. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
And this is Cal Banyan with my ringy dingy signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.